Hello, and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Nick Cleave, and with me today is Ben Lake, editor of the Turkish Polyethylene and Polypropylene Reports. So Ben, how are the Turkish polymers markets?
Well, in terms of everything going on around the market, it's incredibly hectic. So currently, the Turkish lira has dropped a massive amount of value against the dollar, and that's a result of a variety of issues, including Turkey's involvement in the Kurdistan referendum, where they support Iraq in trying to prevent Kurdistan becoming its own sovereign state. Turkey spat with the US over the arrest of a US consulate member in the country, which just led to visa restrictions on both sides. And then, as of today, we'll have the European Union discussing Turkey's accession to the European Union, and most likely are going to slow it down, if not halt it completely, which will lead to a cut in the aid Turkey gets, which goes to a variety of projects, of infrastructure projects, and etc. in the country. All this is obviously having a negative effect on the market, making the surrounding environment very hectic, but the actual Turkish market incredibly quiet.
So these events, what effect exactly are they having on the market?
They've completely stifled any negotiations or talk on the market. Obviously, it's in the middle of the month anyway, so it wouldn't be a very busy time at the moment. But for the past sort of 2 weeks, it's been incredibly quiet. No deals are being done. Everyone's stepped away from the market. Doesn't really want to engage. Nobody wants to purchase. Sellers have tried to offer and have largely seen those offers rebuffed. Buyers are just in a wait-and-see position and are really not in the mood to make large purchases.
And how are players responding to these conditions?
Well, as I mentioned, suppliers have made offers. They've actually made higher offers, which were completely resisted. Traders have been caught in an unfortunate situation where they bought at previously high prices and are now stuck in a market where no one's willing to buy. So they are cutting prices. So locally, the material they already hold locally is being sold at a reduction from current prices. Suppliers are trying to offer higher prices and being resisted, but no one's really buying very much of either, apart from sort of the basics they need to get by. What's happening is we have sort of a split in on the sell side, and nobody's buying on the buy side. Looking at slightly ahead, suppliers have said to me that they're going to look to maintain the current prices at a rollover in November, whereas buyers will be looking to gain a reduction very much based on Asia and the expectation that things will soften there. Now, that's not so straightforward, and Asia may not soften, but also it's such a poor market at the moment in Turkey that players will very much believe that they shouldn't be paying higher prices. That, in turn, may lead to a reduction in supply. Suppliers look to move their allocations to better net-backed areas, which then may balance the market out. These are all a variety of different scenarios that could occur in the next sort of month or so. So it will be an interesting proposition for the next sort of month or two in Turkey.
Thank you for that, Ben. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, and catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Nick Cleave.